and that without concrete safeguards, the mistakes that left expensive but underperforming assets, drawing lessons from earlier rehabilitation efforts that delivered limited returns, she emphasized the need for realistic operational plans that cover not only construction but long-term operation and maintenance, including local capacity development and spare parts logistics. Dr. Musamba warned that failure to secure tangible returns on the investment would worsen Zambia's debt profile and place heavier burdens on taxpayers with ripple effects across the economy, and proposes their rehabilitation is coupled with a sustainable economic operation.
The rehabilitation, the investments in Zambia Railways itself, starting as far back as MMD to the current time, we find that Zambia Railways has not performed and has not even been, in my view, upgraded to the level that it would be playing a very serious and important role in terms of railway business in a poor economy such as Zambia. So what is the guarantee that that will happen for Tazara? Meaning, what has government put in place to ensure that lessons learned in the failure to rehabilitate Zambia Railways to very impressive levels are taken into consideration when they are borrowing and when they are planning to do the same for Tazara, and to truly make sure these projects add value to our developing situation?
Recently, the governments of Zambia, Tanzania and China signed a $1.4 billion agreement to revitalize the Tanzania-Zambia Railway Authority, TAZARA, an essential corridor for regional trade and copper exports. UPND Luapula Vice Chairman Happy Mampa is calling for a violence-free election as Zambia heads towards next year's polls. Mr. Mampa, who is also Bangweulu aspiring member of parliament, has praised President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership in promoting peace since taking office in 2021. He has emphasized the need for all political parties to reach peace, to preach peace and safeguard the country's stability, urging citizens to follow the president's example. He has stressed that a peaceful election is crucial for Zambia's continued progress, and has encouraged all political stakeholders to work together to ensure a peaceful and fair election, promoting a culture of tolerance and respect for human rights. Mr. Mampa's call comes as Zambia prepares for next year's general elections, with several political parties already gearing up for the polls.
We as leaders would like to caution our members to ensure that we adhere to the directive of the president by ensuring that we don't engage ourselves in any sort of unruly behavior, political violence. In the name of the party, no one will be spared. No one will be spared. We will take internal disciplinary action of the party, and we recommend the police to do their part by ensuring that those perpetrators, they face the lack of the law. We are heading towards the general election in few weeks. We want people of Zambia to vote freely.
Phoenix News, we take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Watch it taking flight on air and online.
In global news, hundreds are dead and missing in Southeast Asia, where some of the heaviest rain in decades has swept the region. Monsoons exacerbated by tropical storms has caused some of the worst flooding in years, with millions affected in Indonesia, Malaysia and Thailand. The death toll on Indonesia's Sumatra Island has passed 300, and there are fears this could increase further as dozens remain missing. Evacuation efforts are still underway there, with major roads cut off and internet and electricity only partially restored. The BBC now reports on other global stories.
Tens of thousands of people in the Philippines have protested against government corruption following a series of floods which have killed more than 200 people. The demonstrators say that money for flood defenses has been diverted by corrupt politicians. More than 140 people have been arrested at a climate change protest in the Australian city of Newcastle, one of the world's largest coal export ports. Activists have blocked three ships from entering the port. Nigerian troops have rescued 12 young women who were abducted from their homes in Borno State by at suspected Islamic State fighters last week. Officials say the women are receiving medical care and psychological support.
And that's it for the Phoenix FM main news, but before we go, we take another look at the headlines. Cost of living surges by over 200 kwacha in Lusaka. Nake is concerned over delayed recruitment of 2,000 teachers. And in global news, hundreds dead and missing in flooding across Southeast Asia. For these and other stories, like our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia, or visit www.phoenixfm.co.za. Sunday Mellow Madness with Current continues on Phoenix. Keep listening.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM was brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Make sales anytime, anywhere, and give your customers convenient payment solutions with the new Absa Mobi Tab. Business yako inga kule na ka pocket-sized POS machine. There is more. You can download the Mobi Tab app on your phone, and your phone instantly becomes a POS machine. Now that's a payment solution kapa easy for your customers. Accept any debit card, credit card, and mobile money payments whenever, wherever. To sign up, call 5950. Your story matters. Absa.
Phoenix FM.
Let's check this out.
Turn your radios up.
Just legendary.
Let's go.
This is the Sunday Mellow Madness.
Too many people are sad.
Recognize me, brother. Do you recognize?